good time chilling with the homies. Oh my god, you a big jabroni. Chilling on the pad, kicking on the couch. Got a Coors Light in my hand, that's ouch. You know what I'm saying, dog. Keep the thing rolling. Oh my god, I'm back to being stoning. I'm smoking weed and I'm drinking some beer. That's little stoners for you people, keep it queer.
Nancy Pelosi's husband got attacked by a gay with a hammer.
Hello, Nick.
Hello, Pedro.
What's up, CJ?
Looking fresh, dude.
Yeah, you looking fresh.
You got a cute sweatshirt on. You got a cute sweatshirt on. Woo! And we're back after Halloween. It's Monday. And Nancy Pelosi, I'm coming for you.
Damn, dude. She's had enough this weekend, dude. And I'm Pedro, and I am off the wagon. Whoa! Sober October, now to nonstop nut November.
Hey, where's the toothpicks?
Oh, they're in my pocket.
Hell yeah, and I'm Chris James. Follow me online at CJ Talks Funny on Instagram for brand new jokes all the time.
Follow him online or he'll follow you in real life.
Damn. Oh, yeah,
dude, I'll show up at your house naked with a hammer.
That's crazy.
Hey!
I started using an astringent, trying to clear up a couple of zits I had.
Nice.
And I got like 40 more zits.
Oh.
Yeah, dude, I don't know what astringent means, but I think it's French for hobo piss.
Nice.
You think so?
Hobo piss? I don't think so. I don't think you can dress up hobo piss.
That's what it seems like.
Homo or hobo?
Either way, my face is ruined.
It doesn't look too bad.
Doesn't look too good either.
Wait, look at my neck, doggy.
What the?
Holy shit.
It's been like that for weeks.
Why don't you buy a scarf?
It's gay.
Just cover it up. Cover your problems up.
Yeah, get a turtleneck.
Yeah, hey, don't.
Are vegans allowed to suck dick? Or do they just have to suck dildos?
That's a good question.
That's a good question.
The impossible dick.
Ooh.
All right.
I'd buy that dildo.
But still, yeah, get something for your neck. Cover that up. Cover that up, dude. That's a mess.
That's
crazy. Looks like my penis.
I've been thinking. Like before.
Did you shave or something? Is it like ingrowns or something?
I don't know. It might be.
Are you stressed out?
I was sick for 10, 15 days or
didn't
something.
Didn't really answer my question.
Maybe.
Trust me. Well, I'm just saying we could whack you off. And then we'll go to Nancy Pelosi's house and whack her off, dude.
Before I've been getting on stage, I've been thinking about getting fucking like some makeup. Ooh, or some you. Bullshit, you know? Start wearing some makeup, maybe change to being a lady.
That's not funny.
It would be. It's not a joke.
And this wouldn't be allowed into my apartment if you were trans.
Why not?
This episode is brought to you by ZitPix. Just kidding. Also, they don't support us, but I support them. These are fucking great.
Those are good. Wow.
I know, dude. Well, since I'm doing No Vape November.
You decided why not get cancer a different way.
Yes, exactly. And it's been nice, dude. Haven't had a vape all day. I've had 4 toothpicks.
Hell yeah, dude. It's cool to try and get over a vice by just
by doing
a new
another
vice.
Yeah, exactly.
Also to be the toothpick guy.
Ooh, I'm the toothpick guy now, dude. My uncle was a toothpick guy, so now.
Was he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was he a smoker?
New month, new vice, dude.
Ooh.
Hell yeah.
Was he a smoker?
He was.
Is that why he started using toothpicks?
Or was he just a fan of Scott Hall?
He, I don't know who that is.
Pro wrestling. He invented Hall's mints. Oh. Cough drops.
Sing it, don't bring it.
He, he had a cigarette and a toothpick in his mouth at the same time.
Whoa.
Yeah. Innovative guy.
Hell yeah.
Paving new roads.
Really?
Yeah.
He probably literally paved New York.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. He's a paver. He's a paver.
That's not too bad. That's cool.
I know.
It's cool information.
Well, it's been nice, though. I haven't had the craving for the...
Nicotine, yeah. I wonder
for
why.
The vape.
Okay.
For the vape. Like the oral fixation for the vape.
You have
I told you earlier,
fixation.
Though, because I do notice myself reaching for it or like, oh, shit, where... And then I'm like, oh, fuck.
Damn. ZitPix, you got a good product.
They do, man.
These are nice.
They are really nice.
I feel like it's going to ruin my beer a little bit. I should have had a little bit of this first.
That's all right.
Take off the edge.
It's that strong?
It's very strong, yeah. Mm.
They are like kind of strong if you do not have, if you don't ingest nicotine on the regular.
I meant just like mint-wise, like flavor-wise, like flavor. Not nicotine-wise.
All right.
Call me a fucking pussy, dude.
Yeah, call
I can handle
fucking.
My, I can't, was it 2 milligrams of nicotine?
5, dude.
I can handle, I can do the 8 pouches.
What?
Those are good.
You're an ape poucher?
No, I don't. I can't get back on pouches. I love those. Mm.
Yeah, man. New Vice November.
Well, congratulations. How do you feel about Sober October being over?
I'm grateful.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How do you feel about quitting 2 days early?
I made it to the 29th.
Okay, that's not a month. That's not Sober October. It's
that is Sober October.
Is it?
It's more than you've
sober
ever done.
Most of October.
It's sober
more than you've ever done. So
that's
I don't
true.
Think you have room to talk.
I've done a whole month before.
Barely. The first time we did this.
Okay.
That's more than you did, dude.
Nah, we did it at the same time.
Yeah,
no, but I'm talking about this month, though.
Yeah. And also, the first
dude,
time we did 28
days,
this.
The World Series is on. I'm watching baseball.
You don't even like
I got
baseball.
Some, dude, I got some Blue Mountain Rocky fucking water in the fridge. Mm. How can I not drink those, dude?
So you're saying the only way you can enjoy the World Series, the thing that you love, is drinking alcohol.
No, it's not the only way, but it enhances it.
Oh, why does that happen?
You tell me, you alky.
Well, okay. I don't watch the World Series. I drink alone.
Yeah.
He drinks to make life more interesting, not just baseball.
Yeah, dude.
Whatever, dude. So you guys, as always, ganging up on me, dude.
As always, you're drunk and you're sensitive.
I wish I was drunk and sensitive. I'd come a lot faster.
Really?
Yeah.
I come way slower when I'm drunk.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, dude, I'm sensey Wednesday down there.
Really? When you're drunk, you come faster? So interesting.
It's like a whole different world when you're not circumcised.
Yeah.
Oh, true. It's like it's everything's upside down.
Exploring new planes, doggy.
Oh, that's crazy. Interesting.
Is it?
Kind of.
What's so interesting about it?
I just feel like, well, just because from my experience, if I'm drunk, it's like I'm going to last a lot longer.
Hmm.
How was the first buzz after 28 days later?
Loser.
29. Cool. It was good, dude. I had about four of these 16 ounces.
You didn't feel any shame?
No. No, I was over it.
I was over it, yeah.
29 days, dude.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Pretty damn good.
Pretty good, yeah.
My liver was almost there to regenerate.
But it's so. Just right at the end.
Right
like,
at the end,
it's like,
yeah.
Pete, give me two more days.
There's like one spot left on it, and it was like closing in, you know, it's like disappearing, but then it's like,
you're like, don't be lonely, spot.
Yeah, you need
get
friends.
You another one.
I'm gonna give you some friends.
No, man, it was nice. I drank some of these. Watched the first game of the World Series, or second game of the World Series.
Did you get hungover?
I didn't. Surprisingly,
that
dude,
is surprising.
It was so weird.
Yeah,
but maybe because I smoked as well. Marijuana. Yeah,
that's science, folks.
Combat your hangovers with weed. Science.
Sure.
Trademark.
You were a little hungies over today, huh?
I was very hungover today.
What'd you do? Why was that? Yes, it was a special day for you?
I don't know. I think sometimes, too, when I like take a good boy over the week or something like that, then I'm like, I'm going to get drunk tonight.
Hell yeah.
And then it's like the hangovers just hit me a little harder.
always,
dude. I don't know. It was just Halloween, dude. It was fun. I liked it.
What'd you do?
Well, I make chili basically every year. So I was making some chili, listening to some nice Halloween music, watching old Looney Tune cartoons from the 40s and 50s and whatnot. And then after that, had sex, and then watched Legion of Skanks, Halloween edition.
Damn.
Hell yeah.
It's a wonderful evening with my lad.
The sex Halloween edition, too? Were you guys dressed up?
Oh, yeah. That fucking pussy was scary, dude.
King Crescent.
Will be in a couple months, dude.
I know. It's going to be like a fucking horror movie, dude.
It's going to be like Predator.
I don't think I'm going to go to the birth.
Don't do it,
dude. I find it distasteful.
Exactly. I do find it distasteful. I think it's gross and yucky.
Yeah, man. Don't do it if you're not comfortable with it.
That's bad. Don't do it.
Don't do it. I'm more scared about after having the baby and not be able to just blow loads. Because now I understand there are consequences to just carelessly blowing loads.
That's what people say, right?
You understand.
I was like, oh, shit, I know this is that easy.
Right. When, like, people see somebody else's kid and that's, like, natural... what's the word for
aphrodisiac?
No. Like you see somebody else's kid and you get aroused. No, I see where you're going.
When I come aroused, no,
it's like a natural like birth control.
Seeing a kid,
type of thing. Seeing like somebody else's kid run amok or something like that.
I honestly didn't think I could have kids at this point because I'm like I made it this long. I never wear condoms. Yeah. Never.
That's crazy.
It's very rare.
You probably have more kids than you know.
No. And most people I was with were never
that
on birth
sounds
control.
Like you're trying to convince yourself that.
No.
No,
they're not mine.
They're not mine.
They say they're mine.
Yeah. I have no attachment
they
to
They can't
them.
Prove it, yeah.
Kid's 12 and has no hair, dude. Come on.
What's that supposed to mean? It's a genetic trait from the mother, first of all, you piece of shit.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
How so?
It's the mom's dad. Everybody knows that. That's bald. You gotta know where to place your blame.
Where it comes from, yeah. Where the anger shall lie, yeah.
Yeah, if we have a son, he's fucked. Because both of our dads are... Because, yeah, Kinsey's...
Kinsey's pump a bone.
Dad's bald. That's why she likes me. Daddy issues.
Of course.
And then my mom...
That was right off the bat.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah. I mean, come on, dude. 10 years difference. Get your life together.
It's crazy. What are you doing?
I don't know if you're talking to yourself in that situation or she's talking to you.
I'm talking to her. This is the best you can get. You still have your whole life ahead of you.
I know.
But yeah, I tricked her, locked her down, came inside of her.
Oh, yeah. Trick or treat.
Some
bitch.
Call it rape.
Trick or treat, dude. Halloween.
Some call That's it rape. Crazy. Some people call it consensual. I don't know.
Dude, my Halloween was a little bit ruined.
I'm a 90s baby.
Of course.
So it's
ripped jeans, you know?
Yeah.
Skateboard. 90s kid.
All right. But so what happened on your Halloween? It was bad?
No, my daughter was sick, so we didn't go anywhere.
Why didn't you just leave her home then? It's not your fault she's sick.
True.
Yeah.
Technically. No, man. It just sucked because I did want her to experience that, and I wanted to...
Get drunk.
Well, I got drunk anyway. The sickness didn't stop that.
October is over.
Halloween is Halloween. No, but she was sick, so we just stayed home, shut the lights off. Not that we get trick-or-treaters or anything, but like just...
Oh, you turned the lights off?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm one of them. And then like you pass by and you see both cars in the driveway and you're like, these motherfuckers is home. Give me candy, bitch.
Muslim.
Whoa.
I'm not
going to
say what race.
But now I'm glad she's doing better this morning. She woke up better this morning. She looked better all afternoon when I got home.
And now your wife's dying.
And now my wife's in bed, so I had to put them both down for a nap.
You put them both down?
Yeah.
Damn.
Rub both backs.
Okay, I'm going to ask more questions from that, dude.
Okay, I mean, that's how you put a baby down. Soon you'll know.
I thought you did it with like a little injection or something.
No.
Soon I will know. It's getting close.
It's getting close, Bucky.
I'm really getting some cold feet, folks.
I mean, you can run away from
I'm going to be Nicky off
Your
the
feet
radar.
Are starting to whirl like a cartoon character. Just wait to take off.
That was on the Looney Tunes. Like, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
I'm actually very excited.
It is.
Is that believable?
No, it is believable.
Is that believable? Okay.
Yeah. Way to sell it. Way to sell it.
You've just been practicing in the
mirror.
Yeah,
I'm just like, I can't wait. I'm ecstatic.
I
am.
Can't wait.
I cannot wait for this. I
Nick am excited.
Yeah, that's a bummer though. Sick or treat.
Whoa! Did you write that down?
Dude.
2 minutes ago.
Sick or treat, dude. We got sick, no treats.
Yeah, well, that sucks. It does suck to be sick on a holiday.
Yeah, because like that morning she wakes up, she's like, "It's Halloween." Wokes up, you know. That's how woke she is. Damn. She wakes up and she's like, it's Halloween.
I'm as wake up as a bitch right now, dog.
I'm more awake than mom, that's for sure. She's sleeping.
She a sleepy hoe. Like, whoa, how'd you learn to talk like that?
I'm not going to say what race.
Is it bad calling your dad, like saying what's up, fool?
No, I mean, for mine, I'm like, what's up, you little slut?
Yeah, that's good, right?
Don't talk to him. Okay, it's funny. Cool. It's just slang. I mean, it's no big deal.
I know, that's what I think.
I find it distasteful.
Isn't it funny? Do you ever catch like things that she's doing that you're like, where did she learn this from?
Yeah.
Like one of her nephews, he's like four. He is four, not like four. Like we'll dance and like how he dances sometimes. You're like, where did you learn how to like, where did you get this from? It's like, it's so weird. Like so strange. You know what I mean?
Dude, with kids that the rhythm literally moves their body.
I know exactly.
It's crazy.
Like, it's just like, dirtly.
Cause you know, obviously you can learn to dance and you learn moves and stuff like that. But with little kids, you literally see the rhythm. Just
weird
fucking
how natural it is.
It is, dude. It's crazy. Like Izzy was fucking breakdancing the other day, and I'm like, "What the hell? Where does that come from?"
Yeah, whenever
it was a Jewish doctor.
That's what he does.
It was a Jewish doctor.
Whenever I put like rock and roll or something like that, he just starts breakdancing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he like it's just so funny and cool. Like play music with them, like just being around the instruments and just like having the time of their life. And it's fun to show them that. Cause, like when I was a kid, I never did.
No, you didn't have anybody like that.
No, not at all. My dad touched me, but. That's a different kind of fiddle.
King Crescent.
That's a good joke. Solid, Bucky.
Yeah, thanks.
Speaking of jokes, dude, what's going on with you? I hear you're getting some stage time.
Oh,
heck yeah. There's a comedy club out in Gilbert called JP's Comedy Club. I've been hitting that pretty strong. Did a Thursday show there. They rebooked me for this coming Saturday.
Oh, it's nice. A Saturday. Yes.
Yeah, Saturday at 9 p.m. Come out and see me if you watch the show.
At JP's?
Uh-huh. And okay. Then I just got the email yesterday for New
the
Faces.
Is that the 10th?
Yeah.
Saturday 10th?
You want to tell them?
No, I'm just saying, I'm thinking of my schedule, and it was like, I do work till 9, usually out of there at 9:15, and it's in Gilbert?
It's Thursday, November 10th. Saturday is the 5th. That's at JP's in Gilbert. Thursday, November 10th, I'm at New Faces in Tempe.
That'll okay. You've never been there yet, have you? Mm-mm. Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, Tempe Improv.
Hell yeah.
So
how'd you get cool. that spot?
Just got to hit them up. Bother him a bunch of times till they say, okay, fine. Yeah, I got to bring 10 people out, so that's going to be the challenge.
What time is that?
That one's at 8 p.m.
I work Saturdays.
It's Thursday.
Thursday.
Pay attention.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about the Saturday, dude.
No, Saturday show this Saturday at 9.
Are you sick?
Me?
Yeah.
In the head.
That's my time. Oh, mijo.
Oh, mijo.
Oh, mijo.
You're about to die. sorry.
That's exciting though. Nice, dude.
Hell yeah.
That is exciting.
Hammer it up, dude. Hammer time.
Heck yeah.
Show them who's boss, dude. Hammer time.
Why is that a relevant drop?
Because
Nancy Pelosi's husband got attacked by a gay with a hammer.
Oh, he had a hammer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought he was talking about his cock the whole time.
Okay.
Because isn't Paul Pelosi a homosexual?
I find it distasteful.
That's what? The scuttlebutt on the internet is that the dude who attacked him was supposedly incited by dangerous right-wing rhetoric.
Ooh.
Like the kind you get on WDUTR.
Doug Ducey was driving on the highway drunk, and he saw one of those signs. It's like, drive hammered, get hammered.
There you go.
Yeah, and then he's also a gay communist.
Whoa!
Who, Doug Ducey?
No, the guy who attacked Paul Pelosi.
He's a gay communist?
Yeah, so he's one of those right-wing extremist gay communists.
Gay communists. They're everywhere nowadays.
Yeah, dude, you know these folks.
Those you've gay, seen them around. Commies.
Tucker Carlson just riling up the boys from the commune after we have gay sex together.
That's scary.
Yeah.
That's slightly scary.
Yeah, there's lots of conspiracies around this story.
It's a bifurcated media to the extreme. Like,
what was the first word you used?
Bifurcated.
Was that with gay communism?
No, dude, it's both sexes. It's bi.
It just, there's two different narratives running.
Okay, got you.
Gotcha.
What's the real one? Okay, tell us both and we'll decide, actually.
I mean, that's, if you just, I'm just going based on both of them, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I assume they're both true and that he is a right-wing extremist.
You braiding these tails together, doggy. Yeah. You braiding these tails together. Yeah,
you're pigtailing.
Mm-hmm.
Whoop, whoop.
What?
Speaking of pigtails, no, I'm just kidding.
What?
Pigtails.
What about them?
They're nice.
Are you looking at porn again?
No, I'm not.
Be honest with me.
I am being honest with you.
Why are you smiling like that?
Because like, I knew you were going to ask me that, dude. Off. I knew if I said pigtails, you would have fucking brought something up. No, I am on Instagram.
Pigtails, woo!
Redheaded pigtailed women.
Whores.
Putas.
Pigs.
Skonkas.
Scones?
Scones are good.
Carry on with the narrative.
Yes,
please.
The narrative.
Sorry, my friend is addicted to pornography.
Yeah. Yeah, dude,
he's big himself.
What? I find it distasteful.
Yeah. I'm sober, dude.
Yeah, so this guy broke in. Supposedly, he was shouting, "Where's Nancy?"
Because he was going for Nancy. Supposedly, is what I heard.
Maybe he was just mad because Paul was like, "My wife's gonna find out." You know, who knows. He cracked this dude. He cracked Paul Pelosi over the head with the hammer a few times, and
sheesh.
Yeah,
yeah. That's a hard, dude getting hit in the head with a hammer.
It's gotta suck.
You're next, Nancy.
Oh shit. And a bucket of lube and a
I know where a gay communist lives.
A bucket of lube and a skull fracture later, and
damn,
where the lube for the.
That's where do you think he got the hammer from, dude?
True.
Naked guy breaks into your house and produces a hammer all of a sudden.
Yeah, first when you said like he was screaming, "Where's Pelosi?" I thought Biden was in the house.
Where's Nancy? Yeah.
Yeah. Swing and a miss, baby.
That was a big miss, dude. World Series miss.
The World Series miss. You got a couple strikes on you, too, though, buddy.
That's true. Of course. I think a senator in Arizona that's running, her house got broken into as well. It was like a week before this story.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Interesting how you don't hear any news on that, huh?
She's a real pig whore.
Is she?
Nancy Bardo.
I'm still sick of getting all this like spam.
Oh, dude, I'm so over it. Yeah. I just started replying like, is Nancy hot? Or something like just dumb shit like that. Obviously, it's an automated message, but it makes me feel a little bit better.
Usually, it's not an automated message.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Well, they don't reply to, is Nancy Bardo hot?
We should try to call all those people next week on our election episode.
Let's do it. Like, who are you voting
for? Yeah, be like, make us.
Did you know Mark Kelly killed my father?
Yeah, I was like, do you know what Mark Kelly has done?
I keep replying to them all and being like, he didn't, he keeps voting for, you know, sending all of our fucking money to Ukraine. So until they give a shit about war again, you guys can suck my dick.
Dude, I saw a CNN headline that was like, Joe Biden snaps back at, what's the guy's name? I can't even fucking think of his name.
Mark Kelly?
Who? Ukraine,
Zelensky.
Oh yeah,
he's like, he yelled at him on the phone after just giving him $1 billion because he wanted more. I'm like, what kind of great, good job, dude?
You're
like,
really putting your foot down.
He's like, I just gave you $1 billion, though, man. Yeah.
Clap back.
Yeah. Give me some time, Zelensky.
Joe Biden not putting up with it after giving them another $1 billion to endure World War III.
Joe Cuck Biden, dude.
And it's been confirmed this week we have boots on the ground over there, too.
Where? In Ukraine?
Yeah. They're sending military people in there to, check on the weapons caches and shit.
Oh, here we go again.
What?
So.
Another war.
Well, we can't let Russia take their
land. Why not?
We can't let China take Taiwan. We need to fight these battles for them.
No, we don't, dude. We need to fucking mind our P's and Q's.
Could you imagine if we gave that many billions of dollars to our own people?
Yeah, it'd be pretty nice.
It'd be pretty fucking nice.
Yeah.
But instead, we're paying up the ass.
Dude, there's nobody in need here. Not like there is in the Ukraine.
Dude, my boy's wearing mismatching sleeves.
I'm shopping at Walmart for my clothes.
Damn, the Chinese guys that are putting those together don't even do color coordination anymore.
They're colorblind, dude.
Damn. That's sad.
Being colorblind?
Chinese, I was thinking about that today. Chinese people are the only people labor. That Mexicans don't want to take their jobs.
I'm not going to say what race.
That's true, dude.
Yeah, that's why Mexicans haven't gone to China yet. They're like, I don't want to.
Yeah, because usually they're accountants and shit. Mexicans aren't good with numbers.
That's a very good
point.
You
know what I'm saying?
That's true. Computers, stuff like that. Like,
computer, yeah. What the fuck? Windows 10?
No grass to mow?
Windows, the only ones I know of.
It's not a clean.
It's interesting that we're basically in like the prequel to World War III right now.
Yeah, it's cool. It's like the prelude.
Yeah.
Oh, origin story, dude. Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
It is. Yeah.
It's exciting to bring life into that. Like, yeah. This is World War III, honey. You see that light strobing?
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
We just carelessly wandered into war the way I carelessly ejaculated into your young mother.
Yeah, that's true.
Trick that
It's a beautiful story.
Oh, yeah.
A beautiful ending, though, too. I mean,
yeah, it really is.
At least I'm going out with the family.
Yeah,
yeah,
around,
that's true.
You know what I mean?
That's cool.
That's, what you really need.
Yeah.
Not dying alone.
Yeah.
Important.
It is important, because I know I'm going to die alone.
Correct.
Regardless.
I mean, even still, you're probably...
My family will abandon me if I don't abandon them. That's why I'm going to abandon them first.
I'm living
Oh,
alone,
you're beating them to the gun, dude.
Yeah, it's like, it's inevitable, so why don't I hurt their feelings before they can hurt my own?
Right. But wait till she's like, you know, not so like a, maybe not 5 or 6, because that's very, impression. You
imprinted?
Know? Yeah.
Impresario?
Sure. You know, they just retain a lot. Wait till she's a little older. And
I want it to be right around that age where, like, she has very fond memories of me just because she remembers me but doesn't remember enough about
right.
me. Like, that I was drunk all the time.
Yeah. 12.
She's 12 like, Dad was just very fun. He was a very fun guy.
Yeah.
I don't know why my mom's such a bitch.
That's how you turn him around, dude.
He's always playing and stuff. He had a good time.
He's had his guitar the whole time. Every time mom screamed, he just played a little louder.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
My mom was always cleaning and going to work and all this.
That's not true.
Stupid bullshit.
She doesn't clean, dude. She's a fucking pigsty.
She's a slob?
Everybody I date is always a slob. No, she's getting a little better because I'm just like, come on, dude.
Pick it up.
Pick it up a little
bit. Pick it up a little bit.
I don't care if you're pregnant. That's an excuse, dude.
That is an excuse. I've said that for the longest time and gotten so much backlash.
Are you manufacturing a human being with your body, dude?
Yeah.
Get off your ass.
Yeah, I know. It's going to
be lazy bones.
Yep. So is there any more to that hammer story, though? Like, what, like, about, like, what is the conspiracy of that? Like, it wasn't an attack, that he was actually, like, being attacked, or they knew each other. So wasn't there something more into that as
I thought
well?
They were having sex, and they played it off as, like...
So it was, like, it was...
Serious.
The two narratives...
I am, too.
Yeah, the two narratives are either...
They were having...
Either the guy wandered into Paul Pelosi's extremely secure home, the
gated.
Husband of the Speaker of the House,
third in line
for the presidency...
Really?
He just wondered. Yeah, if Biden and Kamala Harris both die, Nancy Pelosi becomes president.
Oh, but also, like, for running, though, would she be up there, do you think, like, in the next election?
I mean, if she decides to run.
Pelosi?
I'm just saying, like,
those tits won't let her.
I'm just saying, Biden, I know he's, like, said that he will run, but it doesn't seem plausible. And Harris, everybody hates.
Yeah. Pelosi wouldn't stand a chance.
And the other day, she just like was. Remember, she was like, "Remember yellow school buses? Wow, how relatable!"
Yeah, she's like, "I want an electric school bus." God. That's what I want. Like, you drove an electric short bus to get to this fucking conference, lady.
Oh, got him! Hammer time.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, so
is dementia contagious? Because she's acting dumb as hell, dude.
She hammered herself.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Between her slurring her words and then Paul Pelosi's DUI a few months ago and now this, those gosh darn Pelosi's
dude, you
just
know
can't
what?
Stop getting hammered.
Yeah. Everybody talks so much shit about the Democrats, but they're having a good old time in the White House right now.
Oh, hell yeah.
They're having parties every night. What do you think Kamala Harris dressed up as last night?
What was she dressed up as?
What?
What was she dressed up as?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
Oh, what? I think she probably dressed up as...
Nice little Red Lobster or something.
Muhammad Gandhi.
Whoa. Touching kids. That's what he did, right?
No, he didn't touch him. He just slept in
bed
with
him. Oh, he slept
in
the same bed.
He specifically did not touch
him. Oh, yeah. He wanted to prove the point. Yeah.
And sometimes he was hard, too. And he still didn't do anything.
Oh, that's what he said. Yeah.
He said he hadn't been hard in years, and he showed people his penis and how small it was. He's like, look. This is how long I haven't been hard. It's getting so small.
Damn, that's a huge flex.
That's crazy. Yeah. But these 16-year-olds sure turned that around for him.
I think they're younger than that.
Were they?
Yeah, they're like
14 or something like that.
Yeah, pretty hot.
I mean, I don't know.
It's a hot age.
¿Quién crees que
really start becoming a woman.
Disgusting, dude.
I am disgusting. I never said I wasn't, so whatever.
It only took us 27 minutes to get to the pedo jokes this week.
That's pretty good.
That's actually an improvement.
I wish we would have done it sooner.
That's like being sober for 28 days. Dude. 29. It's almost a whole month.
Sure. Almost a month.
Almost a whole hour.
Imagine if we did a whole episode without a pedophilia joke.
It's impossible.
That'd be crazy.
Be like living your life without fucking a kid.
¿Quién crees que eres?
I find it distasteful.
Completely impossible.
Mission impossible.
Damn, call me Tom Cruise, doggy, because I don't think I can get that done.
Like, you're 5'2"? Okay, sorry.
I do all my own stunts, is what I was saying.
Okay, all right. Damn, so maybe he was having sex with him?
Yes, dude.
That's crazy.
A homosexual relationship
ends in a hammer fight. That makes sense.
This weekend.
I can see that.
Pay-per-view only. Yeah, for real. Yeah.
Can you answer me this question?
Maybe.
And be honest with me. If you could hit any politician in the head with a hammer, who would you do it and stare at the camera and tell us?
If I could hit any politician with a hammer.
White or black, it's fine.
I'm not gonna say race.
I'm gonna take a page from my homie Kanye or Ye's book, and I'm not gonna answer the race. But it was Jewish. No. That video was so funny. I don't know, man.
Just answer the question. You have to do it.
Hillary Clinton.
That was not a smart move.
Why not? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
God damn it. No, I would never touch the Clintons at all.
Your car's going to get...
You know what, Hillary? I will...
He's a pedophile too, dude. Just like you, Hills.
I will hit Monica over the head. How about that?
Ooh.
Because you know Hillary's been wanting to crack a hammer down Monica's.
Yeah, why didn't she ever get killed?
Hillary tried to, like, play that down.
Yeah?
Yeah, she was like, no, she didn't.
No, Monica played it down, dude.
No, Hillary
she sucked it down.
Yeah,
she did. She chugged it.
That was a crazy story.
Dude, remember all, like, the parody videos on, like, every late night or even, like, Mad TVs and shit like that?
Yeah.
Of, like, the president at the pedestal?
Now that you think about it, that probably means that there was something way the fuck worse that Clinton was doing.
So true.
And they played that up in order to
like going up
distract
Island.
From... Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Now we know.
Fuck!
God, it was in our faces
even
the whole
Epstein,
time.
Like, he was, like, responsible for a bunch of fucking huge financial crimes. He was, like, he played a pretty big role in the collapse of Bear Stearns leading into the 2008 financial collapse. Like, he has all these huge, massive financial crimes that are basically just swept under the rug because of the pedophilia shit.
Damn. Well,
swept under the rug, he gets massaged on, dude, right?
Yo.
Sure.
Outstanding. Who would you crack over the head, dude? I definitely go white.
I wouldn't. I'd go opposite race.
Ooh.
Really prove a point. White, gay, commie.
Making your mark.
Making his debut. You know who? I would do Donald Trump, dude, because he's a bigot. He's separated our nation. He's ruined our country. He's ruined our togetherness. He's done everything terrible.
He really has.
I can't imagine a worse politician or a worse person. I walked in and said, whoa.
Wow. Well, what a bad guy.
This is a bad guy.
CJ, who would you smack in the fucking head and then reverse the hammer and take their eyeballs out?
Whose cranium would you crush?
Yeah.
Just good old Dommy style.
I just want to really see the brains spill out of the skull. Let's see. Oh, God.
You can't say Ron Paul.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I know.
He would never.
I'll hit myself in the head of the hammer before I hit the phone.
I'm doing this for you, Rand.
Probably Gabby Giffords. Just finish the job.
Whoa, a woman. Surprising.
Yeah. Mark Kelly's wife.
That's Mark Kelly's wife?
Mm-hmm.
What's her name?
Oh, because Mark couldn't get Gabby her killed. Giffords. She never finished the job, right?
Yep. Jared Loughner couldn't do it. I'll finish what he started.
What do you mean? Who's that?
The guy who shot Gabby Giffords.
Shot. Was out at the Fry's? Like,
mm-hmm.
Oh, that was Mark Kelly's. I didn't know that. I didn't live in Arizona when that happened. I don't think I did, or I was just moving here. I remember that story, though. So that was Mark Kelly's wife.
Yeah.
And was Mark Kelly in politics at that point?
No, he was just an astronaut.
That's why he got in politics, dude.
And though,
it's like, ain't nobody going to be shooting my wife at Fry's.
And then what was she doing? Why did she get shot then? Just a random...
She was in politics.
Jared Loughner chose
she was
her
in politics.
As the outlet for his...
Oh, so just a random attack?
Sort of.
On a dumb... Dyke.
He had showed up.
Sorry, Mark.
He had
that is offensive.
He had he had asked her a question one time, like either at a town hall or like
you
an online
sex?
Thing.
No,
I'm gonna kill you.
And she like refused to answer it, and so he like just he had become fixated on her.
Why was she answering questions at a town hall?
She was a senator.
She's a senator.
Oh, so
dude.
She was sent.
She's a senny.
Did you just say that?
Maybe I didn't.
No, I said before this conversation started.
I don't
listen
to anything you're saying.
She was in politics. She was in politics before Marky Mark, dude.
Got you.
Yeah.
Wow. Mark was playing fucking
astronaut.
Grab ass up in space.
Doesn't even exist.
Yeah.
Space. A bunch of idiots.
Fucking losers.
Oh yeah. Space between your cheeks, dude.
Okay.
That space exists.
Oh yeah.
That's a big space, dude.
It's pretty wide space.
Yeah. So you take a hammer to her skull. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean it's like soft and you know just stitched together.
That's so fucking terrible. Dude.
Oh, so you get right in there.
That's so terrible.
Yeah, it'd be easier.
Terrible.
It took her a while to come back, huh? After that.
Yeah, she probably still has like motor function and speech issues.
Yeah, for sure.
You think she still goes to Fry's?
Just put her out of her misery.
No,
I don't
know. Switched to Bashes.
Bashes.
You doing on purpose?
No, everything I do is on accident.
That was good. Sorry, Izzy.
You were not wanted.
Not wanted. Yeah, I know what that means. I know exactly what I mean.
I know, you're
and
in it.
And let us know in the comments, folks, if you could hit any politician in the head with a hammer.
Who would you hit?
Yep. It's a good poll for
Living
Twitter.
Living or dead?
Now it's a good poll for Twitter.
You sound like you just got hit in the head with a hammer.
Damn, I sound like I just stroked out. Doggy.
You sound like Elon got left in the dust, dude. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, so, but the competing narratives with Paul Pelosi are either he was a right-wing extremist, former, you know, so he's known to be like a nudist who lives in like a communist, like shared, like a flop house or whatever.
A flop house, that's fun.
Yeah, and then he was supposedly incensed by, you know, QAnon and right-wing extremist content online. Which the things like the blogs that he supposedly wrote are like people pulled them up and like they were just created like last month.
Oh.
And like there's nothing but titles. There's no actual things that he wrote or anything.
You
so it's
smell
like
that?
All this goofy shit.
Smells fishy.
That smells fishy. My burp? Yeah, I had some salmon.
Pedro's eating pussy before he came over.
Oh, sick pussy.
And then so. So that's what the like Hillary Clinton went online and on Twitter and was like, you know, oh, this dangerous right wing rhetoric is causing violence. And Elon Musk basically went under her, like he responded to her thing and was like, there may be more to meets the eye. And,
right. I remember
to the story.
Yeah. And shared like a San Francisco Observer article that said like, this dude's actually like he's gay, he's a communist, he's a former nudist, and he was found naked like in Pelosi's home with no security alarm whatsoever going off.
Yeah, no sense of broken entry or anything.
And that makes sense because it feels like they wanted to charge him so quickly.
Yeah, and like Pelosi,
boom, 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 boom.
Pelosi knew his name, like on the phone call, he was like he used the guy's name, David DePap, I think his name is.
Damn.
So they're just like, how did you know his name?
Yeah.
You know, and so that's why the right-wing people are basically like this doesn't make any sense. Like, this guy, you know, they think it was like a dispute over a gay-for-pay situation.
Okay.
You know? And
gay-for-pay.
Escalated.
What's that mean?
Exactly? Those usually go south.
What's that mean
to
you?
That's when you do gay stuff, when you get paid to do gay stuff.
How do you get into that?
Male prostitution.
Is there a link?
Yeah. Is there a wiki-how?
First, you got to move to Washington, D.C.
Okay.
It's the start.
Yeah.
Just frequent a couple of bars. Smoke a little crack.
Play on your laptop a little bit.
Yeah.
You don't want to see it's on there.
I know. This tablet alone. Jeez Louise.
All right. So that solves that. Obviously, it's a conspiracy and they were gay lovers.
Right.
Which I'm fine with. They're Democrats. Obviously, they're full on fajotes.
Fajotes.
They may have been trying to sacrifice this guy. Who knows?
Oh.
You think it's a sacrificial kind of thing?
Could be.
Damn.
And he like got loose. And that, like, supposedly the hammer that he used belonged to Paul Pelosi's.
Mm. I mean, they were in his house. That makes sense.
Yeah. And, you know, far be it from me to condemn like what a married man does in the privacy of his own bedroom with a hobo and a hammer. It's
yeah,
of course. How business. Dare you?
That's great. That's a wild story.
Yep,
that's a wild story.
Yeah,
but I'm glad they solved it and he's in jail.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now the Pelosi's are safe once again.
Yeah. Well, Paul's in the hospital. But.
Well,
and Nancy went online on Twitter and
showed her tits.
She asked. She asked for prayers and cares.
Yeah. She just said,
that.
You know, thoughts and prayers for.
Yeah,
for my husband recovering from his
gay
homosexuality.
My gay husband.
That's tough to find out your husband's gay.
True.
It's not worse than that.
Actually, she probably caught him in bed, grabbed the hammer herself, and she beat him.
That's a new
That
twist.
Makes more sense.
I can see that.
Yeah. And then blame this guy. He's like, hey, and hush hush money, gives him $150,000.
David DePap is in love with Paul Pelosi, and he's like, you know, she hits Paul in the head, she books it, and then drops the hammer on the way out.
God damn.
David, in love, butthole still gaping, picks the hammer up. Where's Nancy? I'll kill her. She
hurt where
my
the
boyfriend.
Yeah, that's where the Where's Nancy came.
Yep.
Whoa.
Now we know.
It's a real Days of Our Life. Real soap opera.
Sheesh.
Well, I'm glad these people are running the world.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm glad that.
Good thing they're in charge.
Seems. The United
How
States,
do all these
least.
Politicians end up being fucking hella freaks, dude? That's what I want to know.
I mean, dude, money, eyes wide shut type shit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why do they all happen
it
to
comes
be
hand in hand, dude.
Super freaks.
The more power you have, the more power you want, and to get that power you will stoop to major lows.
But it, and gay sex is a major low.
That's the lowest you can go.
I mean,
that's
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you're burning in hell for eternity.
Ever.
Which is fine. I don't care.
I find it distasteful.
That's not my choice. I'm just saying.
Yeah, of course.
It's not us, it's God.
Yeah, it's God.
Yeah, so
I don't make the rules. I didn't write the book.
You can do whatever you want. Yeah. Have gay sex. Have as much gay sex as you want. Just know you're going to rot in hell for every dick you suck.
Yeah. We don't write the rules. We just enforce them outside of a Fries with a pistol.
Yeah, exactly. That's a crazy story, dude. When I think also those people usually are like sociopaths in a way. That's how they get into those positions or crave those positions.
Of course.
Yeah.
So they just get elevated. Narcissistic. And then it all comes out because they're all pieces. Like, there's no love. They don't give a shit about anybody.
They don't have feelings.
No.
Nancy probably wishes Paul would have died, to be honest. That's just honesty.
Yeah, I mean, she would get more sympathy votes.
Sympathy votes, and then also all the cash.
And they could have used it to enforce
all the cash in that insider trading that homeboy's doing. Not doing.
She probably doesn't want him to dead. That's her business partner.
Yeah, they're doing inside and out trading, dude. Yeah. In and out.
In and out trading.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's definitely not a marriage based on love or sex, obviously.
Yeah. Obviously.
It's a financial arrangement.
It's all right, though. Financial arrangements are fine. So Elon Musk has got Twitter now?
Oh, yeah.
But also, if Paul Pelosi would have died, then they could
have... We're still on Pauly, dude.
They could have passed that legislation, you know, to censor free speech more.
They want to do.
And weaponize it against the right.
So yeah.
That's what they're trying
to do. That's why the narrative seems so, like...
So convenient.
Like, it just was like, all
right. It's so flimsy.
Yeah.
Like, that gay disc. Republican communist.
It really just goes to show, like, how just news can just completely make things up and just almost
fall into a beautiful thing, isn't it?
It is nice because it keeps us off on our toes.
According to such an obvious agenda, too. You're like, you've literally been pushing this shit for the past, like decade now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty obvious what you're doing. Like, we all see you. We can all see what you're fucking doing.
Pretty soon you're going to have to need a background check to buy a hammer, dude.
Dude, I still think it's crazy when, like, thinking about, like, Obama and, like, how there's a shooting every fucking day. I know there's, like, still a ton of shootings in America and everything. Like, dangerous place. But wasn't it, like, absurd? And I don't know if conspiracy or whatever was happening, but the amount of shootings during his presidency are crazy.
Yeah. But it could have just been the coverage, right?
Yeah, true. True.
True. The world's a stage, dude.
Whoa, William Shatner.
It's William Shatner. William Shatspear, dude.
Yeah, but and a article just came out showing that that DHS and Homeland Security and all these that they were all collaborating with the social media companies to censor free speech.
Yeah, the FBI, right. All them, dude.
In an effort to tackle misinformation.
Yet they're the ones propagating the most, dude. Mm-hmm.
But yet here we are, guys, in our 20 listeners.
Yeah, talking about how Nancy was the one that wanted to kill Paul instead of DePap, and we're not spreading any misinformation whatsoever.
And we're not going to be hammering any politicians anytime soon.
That's obviously a joke. If you didn't get that, people.
Joke's on you because I'm going to smash your skull.
You got it coming.
One by one, dude.
That's crazy, dude.
No, I wouldn't use a hammer.
It's too much.
I'd use, you play GoldenEye, obviously, right? I'd use one of those mines that you throw and then with your watch. Good. Or the proximity mines that you throw it and it has those lasers.
GoldenEye was awesome.
Oh, what a game.
Yeah, that was awesome.
They should have stopped making video games. They should just quit.
At 007? GoldenEye.
Like, this is enough. We don't need to be any more obsessed with this kind of technology. It can get better, sure. But let's just keep it here. We got DK mode. We got paintball mode. Invisible mode. Tiny mode.
Better is profit. So it was never going to stop.
Yeah, I know. It's unfortunate. I'm glad I don't keep up with that shit anymore.
Sorry, we're boring you over here talking about GoldenEye, Bucky.
I like that every time I yawn, you guys call it out and stop the flow of the show. That's good.
I didn't do anything. It's Pedro every time. Hit him in the head with a hammer. You'd be doing both of us a favor, dude.
Yeah, true.
He might think straighter after that.
Hell yeah.
Only gay thoughts here, dude.
Think gay thoughts.
So Elon Musk has Twitter now. It's official.
Has he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a bunch of the executives have been fired.
And people are TO'd.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, they're
ticked off.
A lot of people went from Twitter's a free company, or you know, Twitter's a you know a what's it called,
free like, platform or something like that.
Yeah, like it's a private company; they can do what they want. And now that Musk owns it, they're like, it's a fucking affront to democracy. You're just like, okay, you fucking simple cunts.
I'm kind of loving it because I feel
simple
like
simple cunts.
I feel like Instagram's dead, dying. On its way.
Why do you feel that way?
Because I feel like TikTok's kind of taken over a lot of the consumers of Instagram in a way. That like, for like the younger generation, which are the people that consume the most like multimedia and stuff like
social
that,
media.
They're not going on Instagram. So Instagram's just ripping off parts of TikTok. They're in the same way they're just like getting old people, older people to be like, oh, they're falling for the same algorithm, like trying to get them on Reels, trying to get them on stories.
Like the 40 plus crowd is on Facebook.
Still.
The millennials are on Instagram, the Gen Z is on TikTok, and Twitter is
gay.
Yeah, mostly gays.
I don't know. I'm just kind of thinking, like, if that it is that kind of platform that really opens up to like free speech, say whatever you want, things not getting blocked. Like, for some something like even us, that would probably be beneficial for. Like, cause obviously, I'm not even saying like we're a great podcast or anything. We are. We're the second funniest
comedy podcast in Phoenix, Arizona.
But I'm just saying, like, there's no way we're not shadow banned in some ways because we do say terrible shit. Yeah. And if we don't hit on an algorithm in some way or another, like, that's impossible to me. Yeah. I feel like. I don't know.
And Musk is instilling like a subscription basis for the blue check. So now it'll be like $8 a month.
Mm.
You'll get priority in like responses, replies, and search engine results and shit like that.
Oh, interesting.
So he's trying to like combat the bot, right. The bot thing.
Well,
he's like, trying to make some money back, boy.
Yeah, that too. But it
didn't they like find. There's something weird about the bots. Like before he bought, he wanted to like see how many were fake accounts, right?
Yeah, and Twitter supposedly has less than 5% every year.
That's a lie.
Yeah, it's a lie. Like
pretty interesting that your numbers are exactly the same.
Is this my sperm count,
year
dude? Shut up.
Right.
Right.
Right, come on.
This
right,
is
guys.
Why he yawned.
Speaking of yawning, dude, I have to go piss.
That's similar.
You're gonna piss, dude. We're about to end the show because you have a hard out, dude.
It's 46.
Oh. You have 5 minutes before you have to go.
God damn it.
So take your dick out, pee in cores, and let me slam you in the head
pee
with
in the
fucking
cores,
hammer.
Dude.
We didn't even talk about what South Korea, the fucking Halloween stampede.
Oh, that was crazy. Yeah.
2,075 people, dude.
Died?
Yep. That's blatantly North Korea propaganda, dude.
That is North
They're
Korea
obviously
propaganda,
using
dude.
Some kind of weird.
Wasn't that a year to the day after the thing at the Travis Scott concert?
Whoa.
Pretty sure.
Another sacrifice.
Another sacrifice.
Yep.
This time.
It worked.
So it did work. Then there's a bridge. Where's that bridge at? 60 people died. Was that India?
I don't know. Didn't see that.
60 people died on a bridge in India. Can you believe that?
Yeah,
I can believe it, too.
It's not
rest
that
in peace.
Hard.
tragedies. Tragedies everywhere, dude.
Yeah.
Our lives, your lives, the world's
their
lives.
Their lives, them's lives.
But at least we didn't get hit in the head with a fucking hammer. Because that would suck, dude. Would you rather get stabbed or hit in the head with a hammer?
In the head with a hammer. Jinx.
Jinx.
Stabbed where?
The head.
Probably stabbed in the head as long as it doesn't go through
the
bone.
Skull, yeah.
If it's just a superficial wound.
Mm-mm.
No?
Nope.
I saw a video of a chick stabbing the counter with a knife, like just trying to be goofy or something like
that's
that. And
funny.
Then she lifted it and it like
oh, I saw
slashed her forehead.
Slashed her
damn.
Forehead open, dude.
What a dumb bitch.
All right.
Did you guys ever do anything stupid like that, playing with knives when you were a kid?
No.
I
just
super
cut
careful.
Myself, honestly.
I would, too.
I cut myself on purpose. Just because, you know.
I would draw little designs.
We are young me. Festival, dog.
Hell yeah.
I'm sad, dude. Hell cut me.
Emo
you ever
was
branded
a cool
yourself?
Culture.
I used to burn myself with cigarettes quite a bit.
Yeah, we used to do the smileys with the lighter.
Smileys, that?
Yeah.
You light the lighter for a long time until the tip gets super hot, and then you press it into your skin, and it makes a little smiley face because of the shape.
You won't. You're just checking the shape.
Hello,
Doggy, you going to give yourself a smiley right now?
Does it hurt that bad?
I mean, it's a brand.
Also, that has the little safety thing on it, so it's not.
Yeah, it won't be. Fuck, the you eyes. Guys
just
shape it.
Why don't you just fucking poke holes in my boat and call me Noah's Ark, dude? This is crazy.
Damn, that'd be a good. That'd be good.
Good poke, what, dude?
Like a good. It's like poke holes in my raft, call me Noah's Ark. Or something.
Wait, I knew it. Little Stubbles, do you have a beat for
I
us?
Don't, no, I don't.
Do you have a beat for us?
No, I can't do it right now. I can't. Oh. Dude, I don't know why you guys make me do this all the time. Ah, dude, had a good time chilling with the homies. Oh my god, you a big jabroni. Chilling on the pad, kicking on the couch. Got a Coors Light in my hand, that's ouch. You know what I'm saying, dog? Keep the thing rolling. Oh my god, I'm back to being stoned. I'm smoking weed and I'm drinking some beer. That's Lil Stones for you people, keep it queer. So Stumbles, dude.
I'm on.
E-pass. We'll see you next week, folks.
It was a Jewish doctor.